Hi, and welcome to the latest in the series of Did You Say Mainframe podcasts. This is where we talk to technical experts from both the hardware and software side of the mainframe. And today, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Kevin Boquet from the Kix Tools development team. And he's here to talk to us about the latest Kix Tools. So Kevin, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Nick. It's a pleasure. I'm excited to talk about some of our upcoming offerings and excited to share that with the community.
So I believe you're going to talk about the IBM Optimization Solution Pack today. And that sounds a little bit like it could be a group or a collection of products. Could you expand a little bit on what's included here?
Yes, Nick. I mean, it is a collection of some of our great tools from our existing portfolio. And they're designed to be put together to enable you to maximize the responsiveness, reliability, and scalability of Kix, packaged and priced as a single offering rather than having to buy the tools individually. The tools involved are Kix Interdependency Analyzer, Kix Performance Analyzer, Kix Configuration Manager, and the Kix Deployment Assistance.
And if my memory serves me correctly, that sounded like four separate products. So perhaps you could take each one in turn and expand on them?
Oh, certainly, Nick. Yes, it is four tools. You know, we'll start with Kix Interdependency Analyzer. This provides a detailed understanding of your Kix application topology and the relationship between your Kix resources. You can discover and visualize the application structure and command flow, and you can use this to help identify areas to optimize for performance and reducing costs, as well as ensuring that your workload is balanced appropriately.
So it provides an insight as to how it is today, the situation as it is today, but can it also help you for the future?
Well, yes. So you can start to see where you need to improve and how to improve in that space. You know, and there's some capabilities in there that help you move to adopt some of the newer technologies in Kix.
Okay. So I think that was Interdependency Analyzer nicely summarized. Could we perhaps move to Performance Analyzer?
Yeah. So Performance Analyzer enables you to understand your Kix system and application's performance, enabling problem determination, trend analysis, and capacity planning. It provides comprehensive offline performance reporting with the ability to visualize the performance data so that you can quickly identify trends and pain points that you need to address.
So with PA, you can validate any performance changes as a result of the changes you make when you envision the future.
Yes, that's right. So Kix PA should be used consistently and regularly to ensure that your changes you're making to the environment or to your workload are continuing to perform as efficiently as you need to, so you can get the maximum response time and benefit to your customers.
Right, so it's not just a one-shot pony, as it were.
No, it's not a one-shot pony. It's we would recommend that people are using this regularly, weekly, daily, you know, just to ensure that things are running smoothly.
I think another one was the Configuration Manager.
Yes, that's correct. Configuration Manager enables you to control and automate the management of your Kix configuration with a full audit trail and back-out capabilities. This tool helps you to track any changes you make to your configurations as they migrate through the development, test, and production environments.
So does this work with the IBM Urban Code Deploy, which I've heard a bit about, which orchestrates deployment of applications and systems?
Yes, it can. Today, we currently have an Urban Code Deploy plugin, which is in a beta phase. And we've got it in a beta to try and elicit feedback from our users about using UCD with Kix Configuration Manager to manage your environment.
Right. And to complete the quartet, I think it was Kix Deployment.
Yeah. So Kix DA, although it's the last in the list, it's by no means the least. It enables you to discover the Kix topology that you have, including any connected subsystems like DB2 and IMS and MQ, and enables you to then create an automated DevOps pipeline for enabling an elastic scale of your Kix infrastructure. So using Kix DA, you can clone and deprovision your Kix regions via either a UI where a user can get interacted with it directly, or via our REST API, which enables you to automate this yourself. Those capabilities enable you to scale your environment as required to enable it to grow or to
if it contracts.
Contracts again. Yeah, sorry, that's the word I was looking for.
So it sounds to me like there's a definite theme here, and it's along the lines of tune, configure, monitor, and deploy.
Yeah, that's correct. We're really excited about the additions we've made in the 5.3 version of these products, such as extending our REST API to enable this automated discovery, cloning, and deprovision of regions, or how we make it easier to adopt the Kix Cloud enablement feature of Kix V5 through the identification of application entry points and their dependencies. So these tools will help you tune, configure, and monitor your environment to ensure that you've got the best throughput, best response time for your Kix systems, as well as taking advantage of new capabilities within Kix.
Okay, so this is called the Optimization Solution Pack. When's it available?
It's available now. The version 5.2 is available today. Version 5.3 will be available on December 11th. So speak to your IBM rep.
Okay, thank you for that. So if this podcast has whetted the appetite of one of our listeners, where would they find out a little more information about this?
Well, there's a number of places, Nick. First of all, there's the Kix Tools section of the Kix website, which is www.ibm.com/Kix, which would be a first port of call to go and find out what is available and more information about the Optimization Solution Pack and the tools themselves. We also have the Knowledge Center and the SlideShare, which hopefully the community is well aware of. I see that we post it quite a lot on Facebook and Twitter, and it's also connected to from the Kix website. We've also got a couple of red books out there. Kix IA Interdependency red book has just been updated for version 5.3, is in draft as well. So there's plenty of places that people can learn.
Okay, thank you very much. That's a great summary. Thanks for joining us today, Kevin.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So that about wraps it up for this podcast. For more details, please go to ibm.com/software/OS/systemz/podcasts/WebSphereonZ. Join us again for another interesting insight into a topic on the mainframe. For now, this is Nick Garrett saying thank you for listening.